Since a team of doctors in the USA did the first kidney transplant in 1954, hundreds of thousands of people have had organ transplants. But whether it's kidneys, heart, liver or lungs, there's still a worldwide shortage of organs available for transplant. In the UK alone, at least one person dies a day while they're on the waiting list. To try to overcome this problem, some countries have introduced a system where instead of signing up to say that if you die you'd be happy for your organs to be transplanted, you sign up if you don't want to do it, and it's assumed that everyone else does. They call it presumed consent. In a moment, we'll be discussing whether more countries should adopt this system. But before that, the BBC's health correspondent, Bramwyn Jeffries, has been in Madrid finding out how the system works in Spain, a country with a high level of organ donations. Jamás te conocí, amigo, mas tú vives en mí,
prendido. In the pale wintry sunshine of his Madrid flat, Tito Mora listens to his record Vivo Por Ti. An old-style crooner, he's also one of Spain's best-known transplant patients, and this is his plea for more organ donors. His liver transplant was 16 years ago. Since then, he's been able to travel and go back to performing.
I would say 100% fantastic. I have a life, a very good life, and I have to take a medicine, but as you know, just a pill in the morning, another pill at night, and I have a wonderful life.
The operating theatres of San Carlos Hospital are already busy. Professor José Ramón Núñez is on call. A potential organ donor had been identified by an ambulance crew, but paramedics restarted her heart and the alert is over. Professor Núñez is the transplant coordinator at San Carlos. This wiry, charismatic surgeon persuades bereaved families to agree to organ donation, and the results are startling. Last year in this hospital, the refusal rate was just 3%. José Ramón Núñez says it's all about how you approach relatives.
When we get to the family, be very clear with them and trying to get into their mind what's the importance of the decision they're going to have. Saying yes or saying no depends a few lives, and also depends the quality of life of many patients.
Paloma González's family is on the other side of the transplant system. The 45-year-old died unexpectedly 2 months ago. Spain has a system of presumed consent, where you have to opt out of organ donation. But in practice, families are always consulted. 2 months after Paloma's death, her sister Lola told me she hasn't had a moment of doubt.
The decision, well, truthfully, I just thought about her. She was a really generous person who always helped others when she could, so I knew she would have agreed and wanted to donate.
This is where organs are matched with waiting patients. The National Transplant Organization's headquarters acts as a clearinghouse. They also carry out audits, checking hospital deaths and whether families were approached. The creator of a system now globally admired is Dr. Rafael Matazans. He sees no reason why the success of their coordinators couldn't be replicated in the UK.
In 2005, there were 45 British who died in Spain, 45 British families who were approached, and the 45 say yes. So that means that the family refusal rate of British, which in UK is 40%, in Spain is zero.
Tito Mora's sentimental appeal for donors is barely needed in Spain. They found that talking and listening to families can prompt extraordinary altruism in the midst of grief.
Bramwyn Jeffries reporting from Spain on the high number of organ donations there.